Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2538 with a release date of Friday, June 19th, 2026 to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. A prototype radio telescope has a milestone moment. Hams in India help bring a troubled young mother back home. And a typhoon ends the flight of a well-traveled Pico balloon. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2538 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Wadsworth, Ohio, here's Stephen Kenford, N8WB.
Radio astronomers are celebrating a milestone, the first capture of signals by a prototype radio telescope in New Mexico that will eventually succeed the Very Large Array of the U.S. National Science Foundation. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, has those details.
A proposed new antenna array being developed will be massive, consisting of 244 antennas and stretching more than 8,045 kilometers or 5,000 miles. Tests of its prototype recently attracted attention for another reason. The new next-generation Very Large Array radio antenna gathers signals for the first time. A key moment for the design that is expected to provide higher sensitivity and spatial resolution than the current system. Working alongside the 27 antennas of the VLA, it tracked the Crab Nebula and the Sun, and it observed the bright galactic nucleus known as Perseus A. The National Science Foundation's National Radio Astronomy Observatory sees promise in its ability to go beyond the capacity of the current Very Large Array. The test in the New Mexico desert was conducted in collaboration with the current VLA, which was built starting in the 1970s. Its encouraging results mark the prototype system's transition from being a project under construction to a tool capable of making independent observations and conducting astronomical testing. It is expected to form the basis for the eventual 244 antenna array. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
An antenna installation is always filled with promise, especially for any group involved in providing emergency communications or support for community events. There's a new antenna going up in Angelina County, Texas. And Ralph Squillace, KK6ITB, tells us what's going to happen next.
Members of the Deep East Texas Amateur Radio Club have been serving the community since the club's creation in 1978. They have passed crucial emergency traffic to the Angelina County Emergency Operations Center, and from there to the State Operations Center in Austin. In one of the group's most high-profile activations, hams provided support during the recovery efforts after the Columbia space shuttle broke apart upon re-entry in 2003. According to local media reports, operations are about to improve for the radio volunteers as a new antenna gets installed on the center's tower to provide local, regional, and statewide communications with new VHF, UHF, and HF capabilities. In addition to providing on-site support for major community events such as festivals and bike races, the club and its members will now be even more prepared for whatever kind of need comes its way. This is Ralph Squillace, KK6ITB.
Sure, the cyclists of this year's Tour de France are fast, but what's even faster than these elite athletes? HF signals being sent by numerous clubs and groups wishing the competitors well as they pass through their region starting on the 4th of July. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has those details.
The route of this year's Tour de France cycling race passes through 37 towns and cities. 10 of them are new to this legendary race that has endured since 1903. Through it all, from the start in Barcelona to the finish line on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, cyclists will be making contact with local people who will watch and cheer them on. Even if you're not near the route, you can still cheer them on by contacting any number of special event stations organised by the Réseau des Amateurs Français. Whether the cyclists are crossing a hilly or a flat region, propagation is expected to enable contact with TM00TFR, TM40TFR, TM42, TFR and similar stations in many of the regions. For details of these stations, their operating modes and diplomas available, visit the QRZ.com page for TM00, TFR. This is Jeremy Boot, G4 NJH.
6 months after it sent its last signal, NASA's Mars Maven spacecraft has ended its run in space. Travis Lisk, N3 ILS, has that story.
Since 2013, the project known as Maven, for Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution, was on a mission to study that planet's upper atmosphere, ionosphere, and its interactions with the Sun. The spacecraft's signal was lost on the 6th of December after a pass behind the red planet, prompting NASA to immediately begin a review of what actions the agency would take next. At a media teleconference earlier this month, officials declared Maven to be no longer useful and said there would be no attempts at recovering it. Although Maven's original mission was to last only a year, it proved useful for more than a decade beyond that period as it continued to transmit data, even serving as an antenna during the delivery of the Perseverance rover to Mars in 2020. Preliminary findings of Maven's failure determined that its batteries may have drained, shutting down its communications system when it emerged from its orbit behind Mars. A review board is studying the mission to discover the cause while NASA decommissions the Maven program and archives its data. This is Travis Lisk, N3 ILS.
In India, a 30-year-old mother of two boys whose life has been marked by family tragedy since childhood has been returned to her village with the intervention of amateur radio operators. We hear her story from Jim Meachin, ZL2 BHF.
Already traumatized by a number of tragic deaths in her family, a young woman suffering from mental trauma has been returned to the home village in Uttar Pradesh that she wandered away from 5 months ago in apparent confusion and grief. According to media reports, the woman, Usha Devi, had stopped talking coherently shortly before her disappearance. Usha had been troubled for most of her life by a series of deaths in her family, beginning with the incident in which her father was hit by a passing train, a death that she witnessed. Relatives told police that the recent death of her husband this year preceded her disappearance by several weeks. Like her father, her husband was fatally struck by a train in an incident she also witnessed. The Hams had been told by police that the woman had been found in the care of a shelter home for her mental trauma, where she was taken after having wandered on the streets of West Bengal for some time. The Hams connected with their contacts in Hindi-speaking regions and across several states, reaching out through numerous amateur radio networks until relatives could be located. Usha recognized family members during a video call arranged by the club. The club secretary, Amrash Nag Bisfar, VU2JFA, told Newsline in a text message that Usha returned to her village on Friday, the 12th of June. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
The Radio Club of America would like to recognize outstanding achievers in the fields of radio and wireless technology, and the deadline for nominations is the 30th of June, and it's approaching fast. If you know of someone devoted to preserving the history of wireless, consider sending in their name for the Ralph Batcher Memorial Award. If you would like to honor someone whose contributions to the field have advanced electronic communications, submit their name for the Sarnoff Citation. The club will also be presenting the Wireless Innovation Award to someone who has developed a groundbreaking product or concept. There are also two business-related awards, the Excellence in Sales and Marketing Award and the Wireless Small Business Award. Visit the website radioclubofamerica.org. That's radioclubofamerica, one word, .org, for more details. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the AH6LE repeater in Beaver Creek and Wilsonville, Oregon, on Sundays at 6 p.m. local time. Ham radio operators in Texas have adopted an open-source service that has gained popularity among many hams running or checking into nets. Kevin Trotman, N5 PRE, tells us what's happening and how you can get involved.
It was a race against the calendar to keep the service known as ham.live on the air while it's made the transition to an open-source model at the end of this month. With so many amateur radio net participants relying on it for net logging and real-time chat, the June 30th deadline loomed large. Now it's been picked up by an open source service by the SACSI Amateur Radio Club, N5SAC, which is asking fellow hams to help beta test its operation on a new server. Keeping communications going under challenging circumstances is a specialty of this group, which comprises both the SACSI RACES and ARES teams. To help with the effort in testing ham.live, visit their website at SACSIRACES, that's spelled SACHSERACES.org. Other hams or individuals wanting to develop and run ham.live for their own activities can visit the link on GitHub that appears in the text version of this week's script at arnewsline.org. This is Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
When you are a world traveler making your way across 53 countries in more than 6 laps around the globe, there's no shame in meeting your match and your demise at the hands of a typhoon in Japan. Jim Davis, W2JKD, explains.
The little Skytracker Pico balloon enjoyed a triumphant launch by Sky Academy students and the Englewood, Florida Amateur Radio Society in February. It carried the call sign N4EAR-1. And a lot of hope and ambition as it soared, communicating via APRS. That is, until it met the Category 1 storm known as Yangmi over Japan on the 2nd of June. Its journey of 153,468 miles or 24,689 kilometers ended there, 103 days and 14 hours after it had first began. There was loss, yes, but no grief. As Club President Bill Reed, K7WWR, wrote in an email to Newsline, and I quote, "It was a great week signal learning experience and a great kickoff of our STEM support of Sky Academy, and a great learning experience for the students," end quote. The flight of the little balloon not only launched the school's STEM program, but the partnership with the Amateur Radio Society. From here in Florida, I'm Jim Davis, W2JKD.
In the world of DX, special event call sign DQ40CNP is on the air through the 11th of July, marking the 40th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant disaster. The special activation reminds the public that during the challenging times, hams in what was known as the German Democratic Republic, or East Germany, were able to use their stations to assist with public health needs during the crisis. Members of the Emirates Amateur Radio Society are on the air as A60PC through to the 30th of June. Other stations will be active as A60PC/0 and A60PC/1 and so on. The special event represents pride and loyalty to the UAE and its humanitarian values. To mark the 90th anniversary of Akashvani, also known as All India Radio, the state-owned public radio broadcaster in India, BU3YBH is active as AT90VANI until the 16th of August. The station is operating using FT8 and SSB on the 20, 15, 12, and 10-meter bands. Listen for Sarath VU2RS operating as VU4R from Port Blair in the Andaman Islands, IOTA number AS001 in July. Sarath will be active from the 22nd through the 27th of July and will participate in the RSGB Islands on the Air contest. Listen for him at other times on 40 to 10 meters, where he will be doing mainly SSB. For QSL information and other details, see the pages on QRZ.com. For each of these call signs. Our final story takes us to Canada, where a broadcast radio station celebrated its 100th birthday by helping out on the amateur radio side of the radio spectrum. John Williams, VK2JJW, tells us how it happened.
The newest centenarian in town at the Lethbridge Senior Citizens Organization in Alberta, Canada, is attracting a lot of attention. The organization, which serves adults aged 55 and older, focuses on recreation, well-being, nutrition and education, as well as providing support to older area residents in their homes. The new 100-year-old newcomer will be reaching out to the community, if not the world. Radio station CJOC 94.1 FM is marking its centennial year on the air by forming a partnership with the Senior Group's Amateur Radio Club, honouring radio's roots in the years before the birth of its broadcast counterpart. The result of that partnership is the newly renamed CJOC Amateur Radio Club and Radio Room, which the commercial station is pledged to support. The Ham Club has the call sign VE6LSC. The club predates its partnership with the broadcaster. It was established under a different name in the 1970s inside the Senior Centre. Its shack is a museum of sorts, displaying vintage equipment that provides a visual narrative of radio history. This new effort, in the digital age, is anything but backward-looking. It has a promise from the commercial station that it will promote the ham's activities through its social media channels and on-the-air coverage. CJOC-FM is also supporting training efforts to involve more people in broadcasting as well as amateur radio, as its second century of radio begins. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
With thanks to Amateur Radio Daily, AMSAT News, Bill Reed, K7WWR, David Behar, K7DB, 425 DX News, IEEE Spectrum, KTRE, Lethbridge Herald, MSN, NASA.gov, NBC News, QRZ.com, shortwaveradio.de, Times of India, Universe Today, Wireless Institute of Australia, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, N8WB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2026. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights are reserved.